Can I just tell you, this is actually one of my top, like, three Bon Jovi songs. I love Runaway. That is my,
that's a good song.
I do.
It was their first big hit.
I know. And it's kind of, it's a little bit more obscure to a lot of people, but yeah, no, that's a,
I can show you how to play this on keyboard. Very, 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 very easy. Not
fake ones. You can hit my
ones.
Skill level. Yeah. We're good for it. Hey, good morning. It's Pensacola Morning News. I'm Andrew McKay. It's News Radio 92.3. And Kate Meehan, she is our pop culture editor at DailyBoom.net, joins us every Friday. Hey, Kate, welcome back.
Hey, if you're going to bring me in with Bon Jovi, then we need to mention that Richie Sambora is in talks to rejoin the band. They have been talking for the last couple months. So if you're a Jovi fan, that's a dream come true because it's not been the same since he left.
Oh, man. Now you got me all worked up.
You're 100% accurate. Me and my cousins are going to be so excited.
Next thing you're going to be telling me that
exactly.
You know, David Lee Roth is... No. I know. Sorry.
No.
Anyway,
on to
other things. Oh, speaking of music, though, from my opinion, big music news this week is the pending release of the Dolly Parton album where she's doing everything with everybody. Is that... I mean, I'm not wrong in describing it that way, am I?
No, not at all. The album is called Rockstar, and I think the seed that planted it was because she was nominated to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and at first she declined because she doesn't consider herself a rock artist. And then she kind of looked at that as a challenge and decided to take on some of the rock classics. And not only is she taking them on, but she's kind of bringing along everybody I can think of, from Richie Sambora to Sting, Debbie Harry, Steve Perry. Basically, she's doing their songs and she's having them come along for the ride. So this track list on this album,
it's a monster album.
I,
what caught my attention was not just the partnerships, but the specific songs that she's going to do. Do you have a list of the songs there?
I just did.
I'm sorry.
I'm pulling it back up again because I just did.
Because what caught my attention was like, oh my God, Dolly Parton and, you know, Pat Benatar doing this song, right? And oh my God, Dolly Parton, and that was what caught my attention was all the particular tracks. And I was like, because I'm not, look, you know, I respect Dolly, but I'm not, that's not my music particularly. But on this, like, I would listen to this.
Yeah, I mean, you've got Sting in there with her for Every Breath You Take. You've got World on Fire. You've got Open Arms with Steve Perry. There's like 20 tracks on this, and everything features, here we go, I finally found it, it took me forever. You have Long As I Can See the Light with John Fogerty, Peter Frampton with Baby I Love Your Way. She's doing a take on Prince's Purple Rain, obviously, without him. Bob Seger with Night Moves. I mean,
Don't
Mick
Let the
Jagger's
Sun Go Down
there.
On Me with Elton John, Miley Cyrus, Wrecking Ball.
Yeah.
Like, I pulled it up too. I'm like, oh my God, this list is amazing.
Yeah, Keep on Loving You with Kevin Cronin of REO Speedwagon. Like, if you're a classic rock fan and you're of a certain age where these songs are part of your tapestry, this is going to be fantastic, even if you're not normally a country fan, because
right.
She's breaking out of that genre.
It's exciting. It's definitely exciting. Meanwhile, we've got news of another sort. We always talk entertainment news with you. Ed Sheeran last week won the lawsuit, which didn't surprise me because when I listened to it, I thought, come on now. Now, some of these you're like, oh, that's clearly ripped off. This one didn't strike me that way. But how much does this change for him or for the industry, this direction of a ruling like this?
Well, I think what this was and what made this different, because you're right, sometimes you listen and you go, oh, wow, they totally pulled that. But this was more so about chords, and the chords that he was using, that he was accused of stealing, are very, very common. And so if we start listening real closely, we're going to find a similar sound in a lot of songs that are out there. And you can't just own a simple chord that's pretty much in just about everything. You just can't. So the ruling wasn't surprising. He had threatened to walk away from music, period, if they found against him. So he was looking at it, you know, in that much of a serious light. But I think it's good. I think it shows balance. You know, we're not so quick to say something is stolen and ripped off. People actually dig in to the information that's presented and pay attention. So I think it's interesting. It shows that, you know, everything isn't open and shut, because I think a lot of times when these things get into court, they sort of look like they are. If it got that far that you're seeing a court date, then it must have been ripped off. There's some credibility to it. And this shows that that's not always the case, which I think is good for the musicians, because if you have to start creating everything with the fear that it's going to sound like something else, let's be real. Nothing is original. Nothing you write is 100% original. Nothing you record is 100% original. You know, we have so much stuff that comes into our stream of consciousness and so much stuff around us that inspires and motivates. Nothing that you do as a creative is 1,000,000% original. It can't be.
Yeah, no, that's right. I mean, I think in my field, like in philosophy, you know, it all goes back to Plato and Aristotle. How clever are you? Well, not as clever as they were, you know, like, and the same thing for writing. Yeah. I have kids who are in college, and what they do now in the college is they do they go online and they'll put your paper through a system that searches for any plagiarism. Okay. Well, my kids aren't plagiarizing, but you know, you can write something that you think is just the best way to say this. And there, you know, some things, there's only so many ways to say it. And that shows up on some plagiarism checker, because my God, even honest people can get caught up in stuff that looks like it was taken even when it's not. And that's what it seemed to me is like that fear as an artist. If you're afraid, that stifles your creativity, and then you can't really perform and develop the way you would. Right.
Exactly. It's impossible to go into something like that with fear. If you're about to create something brand new, and let's be real, we don't know everybody in this world. We don't know everybody else's brain.
Right.
You don't know what other people are working on. There's no way in the world you possibly could know these things. So some things are going to come out and mirror each other. People do think alike that have never met before. You know, it's just how it is. So to expect to not have that happen is, I think, pretty unrealistic.
All right, we got time for just one more, Kate. You pick which you want to comment on. Bobby De Niro has a 7th kid at his age, or Scott Baio is leaving California because it's, you know, falling apart. Which one do you want to talk about?
I mean, I have so many thoughts on Robert De Niro having a 7th kid. All the power to you if you want to chase a baby when you're pushing 80. Good luck. Scott Baio, I think California's not sad about him leaving, because he has such a history of being kind of venomous. And, you know, he left because of the homelessness. He left because of people doing things on the streets. He left because of the graffiti. Isn't that just America, though? I mean, some sections are obviously better than others, but you're going to find good and bad everywhere you go.
Yeah,
and
plus he's moving to Florida. It's the same.
We'll take it.
Yeah.
You may not find the sanctuary he's hoping for.
You can have him.
That's true. I love you're like, oh, you're leaving. So sorry. That's great. Okay, man, she is our pop culture editor at dailyboom.net. As always, Kate, a pleasure. Thanks for your perspective. We'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thank you.